This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Hello, Australia. Welcome to My Millennial Money Express. A good friend of the My Millennial community, Vince Scully, is joining me today. Hey, Vince, how are you?
Good, Glenn.
I want to encourage you today, and hello if you're watching on YouTube. It's the Glenn James channel, not the My Millennial Money channel. We were talking before about, you know, this habit idea. Mm-hmm. And we've both read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear, and we would recommend that to anyone to read. Now, I was thinking the premise of that book that took him, you know, a year to write, mm-hmm. probably, and 250 pages was don't focus on the goal.
I didn't actually count the pages. Yeah.
Don't focus on the goal, focus on the habit. And that got me thinking, Vince, with my own personal health. So that book kind of changed the life in a couple things. I need to focus more on my own personal health. So like, do I actually value health? Mm-hmm. So I've had to do this thing and it can be overwhelming that, oh, I've got to lose this much weight, I've got to eat this much or eat that type of food or whatever. But I've dialed it down to, I just value my daily walks and exercise. Mm-hmm. And not really worrying per se about this end goal of being this type of person.
Yep.
So I was thinking, when it comes to our money, do we value being wise with money? Do we value respecting money? Do we value
Do we as individuals or we as society?
Well, the society one we probably don't have time for. I'll need Jordan Peterson or someone here to help with that one. But as an individual, do I value and respect the money? Do I value being a wealthy person? Mm-hmm. And for me, and a lot of the listeners, we want the big share portfolio. So someone might want a share portfolio of $400,000. I can't just go and dump 400 grand in. But what I can do is choose a quality investment and value being good with my money and just become an investor, which means I systematically just invest. I just focus on that habit of investing and not really looking at the amounts, because we know a good quality investment with a good quality track record will return more than cash over the long term.
Over the long term.
So that really doesn't matter. And a lot of people focus on that. I need this investment with this MER and low fees or high, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, I mean, people do get obsessed about the how. So, you know, on Facebook, you'll see people arguing about whether I should use CompSec or SelfWealth.
Who cares?
$10 on your trading cost is not going to make the difference between success and failure with money. I mean, one of the big things that I always talk about is that success with money is not about 1,000 small decisions made well. It's about 6 big ones made with mindfulness and consciousness. Mm. And part of that is understanding what matters to you. So, and I think this is sort of part of what Clear, what's his first name? Something Clear.
James Clear.
James Clear. Part of what he talks about in the book is the difference between goals and habits. And when you've got a goal, it's got to mean something. So when John F. Kennedy said the ideal definition of a goal, you know, he said, before this decade is out, we will put a man on the moon and return him safely.
That was like the first SMART goal, wasn't it?
That's a SMART goal, being it was specific, it was measurable, it was actionable, it was realistic, and it was time-bound.
I call it, I've got my own one called SMART Yo Goals, and it has to be yours, and it needs to be in order.
Oh, okay, that's good. We talk about smarter goals at Life Sherpa, where the ER...
This is a goal off, isn't it?
I see your goal and raise your goal.
Yeah.
Where the ER is emotional resonance.
Yeah.
And if you can't answer these three questions, then you haven't nailed your goal. And the three questions are, when I achieve this goal, I will feel, insert blank. When I achieve this goal, I will be. And when I achieve this goal, I will do. Now, if you can't answer those three questions, you haven't hit on a goal that's got the right emotional resonance. And that leads to the James Clear problem, that by achieving your goal, you've now actually set yourself up for, well, what's the next goal? Is that it? Whereas when you focus on the values that led you to the goal in the first place, that is, I am a person who values financial wellness, or I am a person that values doing good for my neighbour, or I value time with my family, you then end up in this complete dissatisfaction cycle with the habits that get you there. So by valuing financial security, I will get into the habit of setting aside some of my income automatically every month and investing it. And that will then lead to that goal.
Without, on autopilot almost.
On autopilot, exactly.
Yeah, because so many times, and you're in the Facebook groups, I'm in the Facebook groups, should I invest
in... You won't let me in the Triple M group though.
I've invited you.
Have you?
Yeah, you must have declined the invite. Oh. Jeez, and it's M3, not Triple M. Oh. Now... So M-cubed. Many times, should I do VDHD? Should I do VAS? Should I do VAP? Should I do VTS?
These are relatively minor decisions
matter.
In the scheme of things.
Focus on getting your bloody shovel out and shoveling money in on a consistent basis, because you'll get a better return, particularly on the start of your investment journey.
At the start, this is absolutely right. So when you get started, the biggest return you're going to get is by putting an extra dollar in the kitty.
Absolutely.
Because if you start with a dollar and you put another dollar in, that's
you've doubled it.
That's 100% return.
Where can I get a return like that?
When you start getting to 20,000 plus, now what you're doing with it really matters. But that getting started is about engendering that discipline and stopping that dollar being frittered away.
So my question to you that are watching or listening, do you value being financially stable? And that's the question, because if you're flapping around and you're living week on week and don't have any savings behind you, it's probably because you don't value being financially stable.
Which may result from just not understanding the consequences. Or being intentional. Because we do know that stress with money is one of the biggest causes of life stress and distress in general. So once you actually can simplify, automate, and get those hygiene things sorted, the rest of your life actually becomes so much smoother.
How bad are humans though? Like,
we are terrible.
We are disgusting. Like, we, you know, my cars...
I never thought you were human, but...
No, that's right. I mean, it was only recently, and I guess when you get older, you have more of these thoughts. It's like, I don't value...
Tell me when you get here.
...my own health, yeah. But it's just like, a lot of humans will put premium fuel in their bloody car. I only put premium in. But I'll throw down a freaking Macca's burger down and trash my own body. Like... Why not just put the crap fuel in your
body? Well, you might.
Yeah. But a lot of
yeah,
people...
Yeah, that's true.
So, the hypothesis is if you eat fast food on the regular, you should not be putting premium fuel in your car.
And that's why you're a financial advisor... Sorry, a financial coach.
Well, I'm a financial advocate, commentator.
Financial commentator, rather than a nutritionist.
But is that not a fair thing?
It is.
Like, and I'm just as guilty as anyone, but the logic in our life should stack up in every area. But because we're humans and we're useless, it doesn't.
Yeah, I think it's Anthony Robbins might have said where focus goes, energy flows. So where you focus is where the energy is. And as humans, you know, we started out as cavemen where the biggest thing that mattered was that you didn't starve to death and you didn't get eaten by the tiger or the mammoth or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And so we focus on this immediate sense of well-being, like, what do I want now? I need a kebab. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I need one.
The old kebab.
The abracababra. Yeah. And that's a strong urge that we need something to, because it's not important now. We're not going to get eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. Most of us are not going to starve to death. So we need something that forces our brains to get out of that cycle and into intention. And that the thing to me that does that best is understanding your values.
Yeah.
So what really matters? If you're a caveman, not getting eaten really, really mattered.
Yeah, and I did an episode recently on cause and effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you don't have money in your bank account, it's because you've spent it. Like that's how basic it is, right? If you don't have
that's
an investment.
Profound.
Yeah. If you don't have an investment account with 10 grand in it, believe it or not, it's because you haven't maybe put $100 a month in for the last few years. Like it's pretty simple, but we're so basic as humans. So I guess in finishing, I just wanted to use this encouragement. Do you value being financially stable?
And what does being financially stable mean to you?
And it could be different to everyone else. So everything's got to do with reference and perspective.
Wow.
Well, let's leave it there before we do damage.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to My Millennial Money. I'm Glenn James, and this has been my guest, Vince Scully.
Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive, Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa, Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.